20 a.m. and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Five former Memphis police officers charged with beating the late Tyree Nichols appeared in court on Friday and pleaded not guilty. That's some 3 weeks after the release of body cam footage of the violent arrest that shocked many. Looking ahead in the case, CBS's Elise Preston.
Defense attorneys believe still unreleased video will show why their clients pleaded not guilty.
We have a very long road of investigation and litigation ahead of us, and I implore the public to be patient.
Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy says there are an additional 20 hours of video that show other angles of what happened.
The military says most of that Chinese balloon that was shot down has been recovered, but after a week of looking, it has given up finding parts of those other things that it shot down last weekend.
One of the objects landed in icy northern Alaska, another in the wilderness of the Yukon, and the third in the waters of Lake Huron.
Pretty tough conditions.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby was asked if the president regretted ordering the takedowns of what the intelligence community now believes were benign objects.
Absolutely not.
Kirby notes it was the military's recommendation to act. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
In a small Mississippi town near the Tennessee state line, people are trying to make sense of six gun killings, allegedly by a local suspect now in custody.
It is such a tragedy. We have a good... Most people are just really good, and we never would have thought anything like that would have happened here.
Among the victims, the suspect's ex-wife and stepfather. Now to Ocean County, New Jersey. Correspondent Lilia Luciano reporting on clashes at a school board meeting following the recent suicide of a bullied 14-year-old girl. Current and former students accusing administrators of ignoring decades of bullying and abuse within that school.
I have no faith in the board of education as they are right now. We need to see dismantled.
School Superintendent Triantafylos Parlapanides resigned under pressure last weekend, and the family of 14-year-old Adriana Kush is preparing to sue the district, claiming the school's failure to address a violent attack on her led to her suicide.
Overseas, four U.S. service members were hurt in a counterterrorism raid in Syria, hurt badly enough to need evacuation to a military hospital in Germany.
U.S. Special Operations Forces went in by helicopter and surrounded a nondescript house in northeastern Syria. But as they closed in on their target, an explosion, either a suicide vest or a hand grenade, went off.
Correspondent David Martin at the Pentagon, which says the operation in which those service members were hurt took out a senior ISIS leader. Japan and South Korea just reporting a new North Korean ballistic missile firing toward the sea off its east coast. And Turkish rescuers have reportedly just found three more people alive after the earthquake. This is CBS News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed. My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 42. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 28 tonight. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies tomorrow. Highs level off around 39. A dusting of snow Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back. A couple of quick stories for you, and then back to your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. Move over George Santos. First, it was George Santos. Then it was Anna Paulina Luna, who turned out that she had faked a whole bunch of stuff. What's with these Republican members of the House? These are all newly elected members of the Republican House of Representatives who completely lied to their voters in order to get into office. Of course, Republicans routinely lie. Oh, we don't want to hurt Social Security. We love Social Security, right? It's the oldest scam in the book, I guess. And so it shouldn't, I suppose, surprise us. In fact, let me just see here if I can control O and Social Security. Maybe not. I don't know. Nope. Never mind. I was going to play an FDR clip for you, but I can't easily and quickly find it. Anyhow. So now there's a third Republican. This is Congressman Andy Ogles. Seriously, what a tough name to grow up with. O-G-L-E-S. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. And he's a freshman from Tennessee, Middle Tennessee. And he claims that he's an economist. And he's, in fact, a healthcare economist. And he knows how to fix the country. And he said that he graduated from Middle Tennessee State University with a degree in economics. And so Channel 5 went to Tennessee State University and said, really? And they said, nope, not so much. What's with these people? Okay, number one. Number two, imagine this. This guy is, his name is Dan Berger, and he has, he has what my brother had, he has this kind of systemic rheumatoid arthritis, you know, that hurts your whole body, and the way that you suppress it, and the way that my brother who passed away last year, suppressed it, is by taking this drug. In fact, it's one of the drugs that they want to outlaw for abortions, but it also slightly suppresses your immune system, so it slows down, because this kind of arthritis is your body attacking itself, so it slows that down, right? So he's taking a drug that's essentially an immunosuppressant, and he had to travel to South America, and he's all up to date on his COVID shots, but he wanted to get, you know, one last booster. His doctor had said, you know, please do this. And so he schedules an appointment at the Rite Aid on Vista Avenue in Boise, Idaho. And about an hour before he goes, he looks at his phone at the app, and it says his appointment's been canceled. But he sees there's 9 more appointments that day, so he makes one for an hour later. Shows up an hour later and says, "I'm here for my shot." And the pharmacist, a woman named Anna, says, "I'm not going to give you the shot. I'm a conscientious objector. I'll give you a flu shot, but I don't believe in the COVID shots."
What kind of fool allows somebody like this to work in a pharmacy? I mean, it's just breathtaking. So anyhow, he contacts, first of all, he puts it on social media. And so the newspaper, this local newspaper, reaches the in Omaha, reaches out to Rite Aid. And Terry Hickey, director of public relations at Rite Aid, told the Statesman, the Oklahoma Statesman, she would not answer questions by phone, but would take them by email. But then when they sent the director of public relations at Rite Aid an email about why do you have somebody working, giving shots who refuses to give shots, they declined to answer the email too. Then they asked, is Amy, the pharmacist, still employed by Rite Aid? No, we're not going to answer that one either. So finally he got his booster. He just went down the street and around the block to Albertson's Pharmacy, and he said it was a great experience. But I'm just like, you know, why do we tolerate this kind of insanity? Why does Rite Aid tolerate this kind of insanity? I'm telling you, until I hear that Rite Aid has done something about this, I'm not going to walk into one of those stores. Another piece of legislation, about how crazy all this stuff is. In Idaho, it's a new idiotic Idaho bill. This is House Bill number 154. And I'm sorry, I don't have the name of the legislator who introduced it. It's not listed on the what I have here, which is off In It to Win It's post over at Democratic Underground. But the bill, House Bill 154 by the Health and Welfare Committee of the state of Idaho, would make it a crime to administer a vaccine, provide or administer a vaccine developed using messenger ribonucleic acid technology in any individual or any other mammal in this state. mRNA vaccines. They want to outlaw them and make it a crime to give somebody a COVID shot. I'm telling you, these people are just plain old flat out nuts. And then to compound things, just listen to this. I mean, you know, we've talked about how the Senate is like, you know, the place where good legislation goes to die. But it's not just that. The 43 million more Americans voted for Democrats for the United States Senate last year than voted for Republicans. Now, we do have a one vote majority in the Senate, but it should be much larger than that. If 43 million Americans more voted for Democrats than Republicans, it turns out, and this is, you can read this over at Daily Kos, our new data shows just how out of whack the Senate is the headline. So, and I'll just quote from it, from this story. Senate Republicans lost more votes than Democrats in 1988, but have won the chamber half the time since 2000 anyway. Republicans still represent more Americans than Democrats in 1996, but still won the Senate in 7 of the next 13 elections, and it could get worse after 2024. 5 of the 6 conservative justices on the U.S. Supreme Court were confirmed by Senates where the GOP majority was elected with fewer votes than the Democrats. These justices have restricted abortion rights, shredded voting rights, and preserved Republican gerrymanders. And this, and by the way, we would have fixed this last year by introducing recognizing Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico as states. But Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, and of course every single Republican in the Senate, blew it up. Thanks a lot, Kyrsten. Thanks a lot, Joe. Asses. I mean, forgive me. I'm so disgusted by this whole entire thing. Okay, and last story, and then I'll pick up your phone calls. We've got this great geeky science story. This is a new study that came out of the University of California at San Diego. It came out of the Herbert Wertheim School of Public Health and Human Longevity Science. It was published in the peer-reviewed journal Alzheimer's and Dementia, the Journal of the Alzheimer's Association. This was done on women 65 years of age and over, so this isn't one of those studies where they start out with young people and see what helps prevent dementia. This started with people 65, women specifically. Women are at greater risk for dementia than men. What they found was each additional 31 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical exercise per day, 31 minutes,
and this can be a brisk walk, was associated with a 21% lower risk of developing mild cognitive impairment or dementia. Additionally, each 1,865 daily steps was associated with a 33% reduced risk after that first 31 minutes. They say physical activity has now been identified as the top one of the three most promising ways to reduce the risk of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. So let me tell you, if you are over 50 and you are not walking a couple of miles every day, religiously doing it and walking fast enough that, you know, you can get yourself right up on the edge of getting out of breath from time to time, start now. Please. This is important stuff. When you call into the program, I'd like you to be sharp. All righty. My call screen software here tells me that I've got a couple of people who have figured out my, can I power my house with a $15 solution instead of a $15,000 solution? I'm looking forward to hearing that. And we'll get to your calls also on all other things. It is, after all, Anything Goes Friday, and we will be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where smart people get their news. Stick around.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Whether you're a history buff, a foodie, or you just want to relax and take in the sights, American Cruise Lines has a little something special for everyone. Choose to explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about, savor exquisite Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the ultimate roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Or you can choose to explore the beautiful Columbia and Snake Rivers, where you'll visit the scenic natural landscapes of Multnomah Falls, Mount St. Helens, and the incredible Columbia River Gorge as you retrace the historic steps of Lewis and Clark. Most important, you're going to be taking a cruise, one of the great vacations of your life. You only unpack once. Your hotel goes with you. Come aboard the newest fleet of American River boats, and they are American-made, by the way. Relax on your private balcony as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service and extraordinary food. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. And welcome back. Hang on just a second. I just have to find, I want to see if I can find this. Yeah, here it is. I think this is it. Let's see if I've got the right clip here. Sean, can you play audio out of my computer? I was speaking earlier about, you know, we've got now three Republican members of the House who lied to get into the House of Representatives. And this is what FDR said back in the day about this kind of thing.
Let me warn you. And let me warn the nation against the smooth evasion that says, of course we believe these things. We believe in social security. We believe in work for the unemployed. We believe in saving homes. Cross our hearts and hope to die. We believe in all these things. The way the present administration is doing them, just turn them over to us. We will do all of them. We will do more of them. We will do them better. And most important of all, the doing of them will not cost anybody anything.
It's Nikki Haley, right? Mike Pence came out yesterday. Yeah, we need to do away with the New Deal. I've got a better deal. Right. Oh, man. All righty. Mike in DeLand, Florida. Am I saying that right? Mike says you got an answer to my electrical question.
Yes. Yeah, you're absolutely right with what you want to do.
Oh, but, really? But the only thing I can just turn off the mains and back feed through the house.
Yeah, you got to make sure the main's off and do not turn that main back on. But the only thing you're going to have is one leg of your panel.
Oh, so that's right. That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you got to feed through a dryer is normally how you do it off a generator. You plug it into a dryer and it feeds the whole panel.
Because it's 220, and so you're feeding both sides of the panel.
Exactly. You're only feeding one side of the panel, whatever panel that plug goes to. Now, if you jump to another plug off the other leg of the panel, you'd have it.
Right. So what I have to do then is figure out
And I could do it just by looking at each one of the breakers, is figure out what in the House will be hot, because it'll just be the stuff on that side of the panel. Now, do you know if I can feed backwards through a GFI breaker? Because there is a GFI breaker.
I don't believe it hurts a GFI at all. I really don't believe it. I know you need a neutral for GFI.
Right. So the GFI is
neutral.
It's not looking at the direction of the electric flow. It's looking at whether it's balanced against ground. Right.
Exactly. It doesn't matter if it feeds either way. It feeds either way. Yep. Exactly right.
Well, Mike,
you're right with what you're after.
You just saved me $10,000. Thank you.
Hey, no problem. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. I watch
you
all the time. You're great.
Thank you very much. Good talking to you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. You have a good day.
You too. Cliff in Santa Clarita, California. Hey, Cliff, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I'm great, but I'll get better.
Good on you. What's up?
And George Bush and Dick Cheney are still war criminals.
Yes. Amen.
And I don't want anyone to ever forget that. And God bless Elizabeth Warren for calling out both sides, including Chuck Schumer, on their inaction regarding monopolies.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You're aware of what I'm talking. And Mike Pence is, he's just pathetic, Tom. He's delusional. He has absolutely no lane.
Yeah, this guy has no political future. I mean, you know.
No, he has. He's done. He's toast. Yeah. Anyways, I came across an article the other day regarding the superbug strains of bacteria that are resistant to antibiotics. They're calling them antimicrobial resistance.
Right.
And the WHO is saying it's one of the top global health threats for the near term, and the UN's calling it a silent pandemic.
It's what killed my niece last week.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently they call them AMRs. They're in the waters around the globe, including the Colorado and the Ganges. And, you know, their sources of drinking water, so you could recognize this problem. But the bottom line, Tom, is these antibiotics may no longer work to fight the very infections they were designed to treat. And they're predicting millions of deaths in the next couple decades. I just want to, you know, what say you about this?
I'm very familiar. Like I said, this is what killed my niece. They didn't use the most. There are some of them are still vulnerable to like vancomycin, you know, to the very very top end, very expensive, very powerful antibiotics. But the cause of this is not overuse of antibiotics in humans. Most of the antibiotics sold in the United States are injected into animals, into factory farm animals. And they use them to fatten them up. And that's where these antibiotic-resistant bugs are coming from. And what happened with my niece was for, you know, 5-6 days, they gave her the weaker antibiotics because they thought they'd work their way up, which is the protocol that they usually use to try to avoid resistance. And by the time, you know, they figured out what was going on, it was too late. It had gone systemic, and it killed her. And it's just, I mean, it's just, I think it's malpractice, frankly, but... But Cliff, thank you for the call. Yeah, spot on. We need to be doing something about this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
In fact, in the science magazines that I subscribe to, this is one of the big things is, you know, they're looking for whole new classes of antibiotics.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Wake up and text.
Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at SeizeTheAwkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 42. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 28 tonight. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies tomorrow. Highs level off around 39. A dusting of snow Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
Every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Sure.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Louise and I get one great night's sleep after another thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. They are the softest sheets you'll ever find. If you can imagine silk and cotton combined, that's what they feel like to us. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, their loungewear, their pajamas, their plush bath towels, all of them make great gifts, by the way. You'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote. So get cozy now. Hurry, I can save you 35% on Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, and save 35%. That's Cozy Earth, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. And welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Charles in Centerville, Illinois. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind?
Hey, I got two issues. I got one safety issue for your electrical issue.
Okay.
The first one is the derailment. My dad worked for the railroad for 45 years, and my best friend retired after about 40 years from the railroad.
Uh-huh.
Back in the day, they had a carman, a fireman, a conductor, and an engineer, and a switchman. Now, and they did away with the cabooses.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have a conductor and an engineer that ride together in the engine.
Right.
So the caboose, the conductor and the caboose could always look toward the front of the train and see, you know, watch for anything that was peculiar, see any smoke or
yeah.
or anything. So that was the safety precaution.
This
so
is
they
before
didn't,
mile
the
long trains.
Yeah, yeah. And then the carman, after the train would stop, he would walk the line and check the cars. But they did away with all that because they didn't want to pay the money.
Yeah. I'm assuming so, there's a technology thing, too, that probably there's a camera in the front and a camera in the back, and people can look around and see what's going on, but maybe not.
Yeah, they have an attachment on the last car
yeah.
that takes care of some of that. Yeah. But the payload, that vinyl chloride, I worked with it for many, many years. We had polyvinyl chloride that we put on our coil springs that we manufactured for Moog Automotive, and that stuff causes brain cancer.
Yeah,
I've
heard.
Amongst other
things. Liver cancer, too, I know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It doesn't take long, either. On your electrical issue, Generac wanted to charge me $10,000. So what I did was we lost our electricity. I live in Centerville, which 3 years ago was the poorest city in the nation.
Mm.
So I, for $700, I bought a generator. And I put, luckily I have a basement, and I put receptacles in my basement. So all I do is when I lose my power is plug my, I switch from my connections downstairs from my house connection to my generator mm-hmm. problem solved. The only thing is that you don't forget to have surge protectors on your items in your home. And that's about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't see when the power comes on. When the power comes on from the power companies, it's a surge. That's what's, and it goes way above 115 volts. And then
right.
it comes down automatically.
Right.
But your surge will destroy everything.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that's the only problem you'll have.
Okay. And then, of course, if you're going to have a generator in your basement, you want to make sure that it's vented to the outside because you don't want to die of carbon
well,
dioxide.
Well, it's out in my garage.
Oh, okay. That works then, yeah.
Piped outside. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So good luck.
Thank you.
And one other thing. You can't, it's got to be coated, and mine's not coated.
Yeah, mine won't be either. So I probably shouldn't be talking about it on the radio, but
exactly.
I'm almost excited for the next time we lose power. We haven't lost power yet this winter, but the last two winters we were down for a day or two, and
well,
it's just no
today,
fun at all.
Don't talk about it on the air.
I won't
anymore.
Okay.
Hey, have a good one,
Charles. Thanks. You too, Sean in Stamford, Connecticut. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind?
Well, I discovered something really interesting. I thought you may find interesting that it has to do with politics, mm-hmm. grift, and game shows. Oddly okay. enough,
all right.
The guy's name is Ralph Andrews, and he's known for the shows You Don't Say, Liars Club, and Celebrity Sweepstakes. But he was very big in California politics,
mm-hmm.
and what he did was he was dealing with Ronald Reagan and hired his adopted son to host a show called Lingo. In 1987.
Mm-hmm.
Well, turns out Ralph never paid him, so he walked off the show. And then a year after, Ralph got grifted by two of his own staffers on another show they did in Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those people was Larry Hovis from, what was that show from the 1960s? Larry Hovis was on, just lost the name of it. Oh, Hogan's Heroes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it was rude. Yeah, in fact, they had a call in the Game Control Board, and the show was so bad, it was based on Yahtzee. It was so bad that it never got carried in New York or Philadelphia.
Fascinating.
It was something like seeing, but yet they called in the police on Barry Hovers and this other person from being a guy who was a grifter, and he got grifted.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That is amazing. And Reagan's connection to it. You know, grifting is not something that's unique to politics, that's for sure. Sean,
no, I know. But I did think I'd see in a game show world, too. But really, it fascinated when I read it. I'm like, I got to tell Tom about this because I thought he'd find this fascinating.
Yeah, that's a good one. Sean, thank you. Thank you so much. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, just a quick thought about the monkey study that you were talking about.
Yeah.
If you've heard of hypersensitive or super sensitive people.
Sure.
They find that that's also true in the animal world. And these people don't like loud noises.
Mm-hmm.
And they tend to what some people call the introverts. But it turns out that if that description you had of the monkeys moving away from the center of the troop, they may have been hypersensitive. They move away from the troop, and they are very sensitive to noise also.
Yeah.
They're their early warning system for the whole tribe.
Yep, makes sense.
And that's why the tribe dies.
Yep, absolutely.
But talking about the... I'd also talk to you about NBER. And so they also get studies on critical race problems regarding our economy and as to why minorities do worse in America than the rest of the
year. Now, this is the National
America.
Something on Economic Research?
National Bureau of Economic Research.
Bureau, thank
National
you.
Bureau of Economic Research. So Florida might want to ban that, the writings of that group also, because they talk about the how it is that America's racism is hurting minorities.
Wow.
But getting into what the Fed is doing to Biden's economy. What he's doing is quantitative tightening. And I have described quantitative easing as being fascism. Quantitative tightening you might describe as being feudalism or sort of a monarch feudalism system. But the Fed is the king.
Wait, isn't it an easier way to describe it, Larry, that during the Trump administration, they were doing quantitative easing, which was, you know, they were buying bonds and basically goosing the stock and bond markets. And then as soon as Biden comes in, they start selling those bonds and damaging the stock and bond markets. Do I have that right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. So what they're doing now, the Fed started off by selling $47 billion per month.
Mm-hmm.
And then they upped it in September to $95 billion per month. And then when the stock market still was trying to climb again, this last month, I just looked it up, they sold $105 billion.
And sure enough, the market's down.
The market's going down now.
Yeah.
And I still can't find out what assets the Fed is buying regarding the corporate assets, because I'm suspecting that all those companies that announced that they were going to be laying off people, they got a heads up that, hey, all of a sudden, all that cash that was being influxed into our coffers is no longer going to be there. And they started announcing that, and that's why everybody's announcing we're going to have a recession when we're not. But they're getting their talking points from the Fed. The Fed has become a political animal.
I agree.
And it is doing nothing. And if you look at the history of it, in my lifetime 69 years, the Fed has always increased the Fed rate when a Democratic administration was in office, and it's always, without exception, dropped it when a Republican administration was in the White House. Now they have quantitative easing that they can play with also, because the Fed rate wasn't killing the Democratic economy fast enough. So now they've got the Fed rate, and they're doubling down on it with the quantitative easing.
Right. Or in other words, dumping stocks and bonds.
Right. And so when you sit back and look at what's happening, and everybody on these economic programs are acting like, gee, we don't understand what's happening. We don't know why the markets and why everything's happening this way. They never talk about what the Fed is doing as far as they're selling all of these assets that they built up Donald Trump was president.
You're right.
And if they talked about that, then everybody would get a good understanding of it. Instead, what they did last year, they were talking about cash is trash at the beginning of last year, right around the time when the Fed was saying it's going to increase the Fed rate. Mm-hmm. Now, it used to be in the past, every time the Fed was about to do something like that, they would warn the investors, don't fight the Fed. They didn't start saying don't fight the Fed until about a month and a half ago. Mm-hmm. Waited till the Fed did its dirt, and then the stocks all crashed, and it turns out that cash was not trash, but cash was golden.
Yeah.
And since Biden has been president, gold has basically flatlined. The stock market still has gone up a little bit, and the value of the dollar has gone up. And every time the value of the dollar is going up, that means the Fed is...
You mean internationally, because the value of the dollar domestically is going down as a result of inflation.
You can say that, but since the value, if you're buying a product from overseas,
right,
you're still paying less for that product.
And so that's what I meant. Relative to other currencies, the dollar's going up, but relative to itself, the dollar's going down because that's what inflation is.
Yeah, that's true. But when you look at the fact that the dollar is going, the dollar is actually going up, and it has been going up. It went down when Donald Trump was president because the Fed was just printing a lot of cash.
Right, and the Fed is no imports were cheaper.
Cash. Right. And the Fed is no longer printing all that cash. So when you look at the value of the dollar, if you go on the internet and look at it, it has gone up since Biden has been president. Mm. And it went down recently in the last, 3 months, but it's still higher than it was when Biden took office. And that's because the Fed has this policy where they always make sure the dollar is weaker when a Republican is president, because they think that means that our exports will be cheaper for the rest of the world to buy. Right. And then when a Democratic president becomes president, they make the... they basically caused the economy to grow a little bit weak on currency. So there are fewer dollars in the economy when a Democratic president is in the White House, and therefore the Democratic has a rougher time, even though they still outperform the Republican.
Yep. I'm with you, Larry. I'm with you. And you explained it so well, as you always do. And I so appreciate your calls. Larry, thank you. And wish you a great weekend here. It's 47 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Friday right after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Talk media for the sane among us. Yes, we're still here. We'll be right back.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. Minutes past the hour. Tim in Shutesbury, Massachusetts. Am I saying it right, Tim?
That's right.
Hey, what's up?
Well, there's two things about the electrical connections you're proposing that could kill people.
Okay. Tell me what they are.
So, one, having a extension cord with that's double-ended male. And for the listeners, it follows, you know, heterosexual sexual anatomy. Male is the plug that has the things that stick out. Female has the holes. Something goes
right
in.
And you can't even buy them because it's crazy. I mean, I had to buy a piece of wire and two male plugs, and I'm going to make one myself. So keep going.
Yeah. Well, that's called a death plug.
I know.
And the reason for it is somebody, you know, that you will have the prong sticking out of it being energized.
That's correct. They'll be hot.
And somebody touches that, and you're like, okay, I know better. Well, one night you might not, or someone else touches it, or someone else uses it for something else. The other thing with these home-based hookups that can get people killed is when you get a solar hookup or a generator hookup, there's, you know, an interlock system that gets, you know, put onto your circuit breakers that will disconnect you from the grid.
Right.
And plugging your house in can backfeed into the grid. So the power goes out, you plug that in. Now you've got electricity flowing into the lines coming into your house, and someone picks it up on the ground, or the electrical worker picks it up when he's been told or flip the disconnects.
Right, the grid
and your
is
house
down.
Isn't on the list is one of the things.
Yeah.
That's
why I prefaced the whole thing by saying I'm going to turn off the mains first. I mean, just killing that main breaker would solve that problem, wouldn't it?
Yes, you know, there's reasons why they put a little interlock on that, and that's not hard to get. And then you could get a male plug that attaches in near the main breaker that feeds into that instead of feeding back into an outlet or something.
Right. But your point about the death plug is well taken. I hadn't considered it. So the way to do this would be to first plug the, you know, one male end into the house, because the house is dead and the mains are off. And so the other male end is not hot right now. And then I plug that into this adapter that I bought for my car. They sell them on Amazon for $50. And it's specific for the Ioniq 5. They have them for different brands. It just plugs into the car, and then you've got a 110-volt outlet there. And so then I would plug that into the car. And so that way I would not have a hot plug that I could accidentally touch, right?
As long as you're sure that your house is totally dead and things don't get turned on at the wrong point. But I'm just worried about your listeners thinking, hey, this sounds like a good idea. Everyone do a bit more research, and there's something out here specifically designed in a way that's safer, that's not going to cost you $10,000.
Okay.
But that will just keep these accidents from happening.
And thank you for saying that. This is, I should have put a caveat on this. Don't do this at home unless you have a background in electronics. And you're willing to take the chance, and probably you shouldn't. But is what you're talking about basically? I mean, you know, I've got 100 amp surface. I've got 200 amp breakers panels, right? And so I've got a 200 amp mains breaker. Are you suggesting that there's a 200 amp main breaker that has the ability to blow itself if it detects current backfeeding?
There may be, but there's also, you know, an interlock switch to plug this in, you know, that will, you know, switch from one to the other.
That's what I don't know what that means. I'll have to Google
it,
right?
Well, yeah, and if anyone can go into your local, you know, there's got to be a solar outfitter around somewhere and ask, what's this?
What's
and sometimes
interlock
the mechanical
switch?
Thing, it fits on the front of your circuit breaker panel. And you can't flip one off without automatically having it turn the other off, so things don't backfeed. And then there's a special connection they'll have. So you spend a couple $100,
right.
But you know, find your local solar company and say, this is what I want to do, and they'll say, you know, here's what you need.
Cool.
A couple $100 for the whole setup.
Yeah, because with solar you get the same thing. I mean, you get power coming into your house. Tim, thank you very much.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
You've heard me talk about how important it is to have a VPN to protect your online privacy. You know, I only recommend brands to my listeners that I believe in, and I can say with full confidence, having used it for almost a decade, that ExpressVPN is the best VPN on the market. First of all, ExpressVPN doesn't log your online activity. Lots of your cheaper free VPNs make money by selling your data to advertisers, but ExpressVPN doesn't. They even developed a technology, Trusted Server, that makes their VPN servers incapable of storing any data at all. Secondly, ExpressVPN now uses Lightway, a new VPN protocol they engineered to make user speeds faster than ever. Some VPNs slow your connection, but ExpressVPN is always blazing fast. Plus, it's easy to use. Just fire up the app and tap one button to connect. So protect yourself with the VPN I use and trust. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom to...
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to
pva.org. Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is